we did a question of the day about a company that was essentially near bankruptcy about 20 years ago, and they completely rebranded, and it was, the answer was Lego. And I remember when we gave that answer away and when the winner won the question, I was reminded of someone that we interviewed for a Your Hometown about Legos. I always loved Legos as a kid. And Adam Petraglia's story has always stuck with me. He's the founder and executive director of Bricks of Hope. And we got him on the air here tonight to chat a little bit more about what he does and his story. Adam, it's good to have you on WGN again. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me.
That was Lake Zurich, right? Our Your Hometown we did?
That's right. That's right. Lake Zurich, your hometown. Yeah, about a year ago.
Yeah. Time flies, let me tell you what. and our good friend in sales, Mike Piff, went over and filmed you and all those Lego boxes that you had and learned your story a little bit about all that you do. So let's rewind back, because it all goes back to your 11th birthday, right?
It does. Yeah. I started this mission. We're coming up on 4 years next week, actually, believe it or not. And I started this through my own childhood experience with cancer. I was diagnosed on my 11th birthday with leukemia, and had a 6-month-long hospital stay at Advocate Children's Hospital in Park Ridge. And during that time, something that helped me get through some really, really challenging days was playing with Lego. You know, and I'm a lot older now. I'm 35, so it took me a while to figure it out. But started Bricks of Hope to, you know, give those same feelings and deliver those same feelings to sick kids today that I felt when I was, you know, 11, 12 years old.
That's awesome. Yeah, the things that kids have to go through when they're dealing with that diagnosis, obviously it's so hard on the parents as well. But, you know, when you're a kid, you just want to, I remember reading that you love soccer. You just wanted to get back on that soccer field. Anything in that hospital over 6 months to feel like a normal kid. And for you, it was the Legos. I imagine that's the key.
Yeah, and you know, and I think, you know, for me personally, I speak from my personal experience, and I think for kids today, you know, when you're facing a life-threatening diagnosis and you're hospitalized for whether it be days, weeks, or months at a time, I mean, you're dealt with this hand of getting childhood taken away from you that you don't deserve. And so, you know, for me and for kids today that we work to impact with the simple gift of Legos to try to restore that the best we can, just a little moments of childhood, little moments of play, of hope, putting a smile back on their face, because it, you know, being hospitalized for any reason is definitely not a fun experience. So we're trying to you know, play our part in restoring those little moments of hope and joy, and put a smile back on their face.
I love that. So bricksofhope.org is the website. What are you looking for? Do you want like actual donations of Lego sets themselves? Can people make financial donations and you'll take care of the rest? What do you want people to do when they listen to this?
To donate new Lego kits or donate online, like you said, bricksofhope.org. And we take the donations and we go buy more Lego sets. So we do buy Lego sets in bulk at this point. We do deliver a little over 800 a month.
Whoa.
To our local children's hospitals. Yeah, here in the Chicagoland area. Just over 800 a month. Here in 2025.
What's that like? I imagine, I don't know if you do every single delivery. I don't know if you possibly could. I'm sure you have people that help you out with that, but I'm sure you're along for a lot of them. What is that moment like handing it off? I'm sure there's other 11-year-olds you've handed Legos off to. And
you know,
go ahead.
Yeah, I'd say I'm on most of the deliveries. And we do partner with a bunch of our corporate partners to help make our deliveries, whether it be loading up box trucks or vans or trailers, so that we can be as efficient as possible. And I'll tell one quick story. We did a delivery a few months ago at Advocate, actually the same hospital I was treated at 25 years ago. And there was a young man, he had to have been 8 or 9 years old. So a little guy, he was in isolation. We weren't able to go into his room, but we were delivering bedside. And he came to the door and saw all the kits that we had you know, that we were pushing around in a cart, and his jaw literally dropped, picked out a kit and held it above his head and said, "This is the best day of my life."
Wow.
So, I mean, it's a little story that I continue to share just because it gives such tremendous perspective to what we're doing with this mission, why we exist. It's just to create little moments like that for these kids because they deserve it.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's heartbreaking and heartwarming all at once, Adam,
right?
Which is probably a lot of what this is. You know, I don't want to get too deep for you here, but like, Are you a different person because of what you went through? I mean, I mentioned it was horrible and horrifying for the family, but you made it out the other end. Those sort of experiences have to change you. I don't know if you ever look back and wonder how it changed you.
I 100% think that it changed the direction of life. I don't think I would be doing this without that experience, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, this is a way to honor my survivorship. You know, I'm coming up on 25 years this January since my diagnosis. And, you know, I, when we meet with families and meet with kids that are in the hospital, it's, you know, giving the perspective of this is what can be, when we survive and we're there for you and we support you. And when your kids get through these really challenging days, this is what it can be when they're 25, when they're 30, when they're 35 and 40, they're married, they have kids, and, you know, life can be really great again. So giving that perspective, you know, and giving that outlook on life for these kids, has really, I feel like become part of the purpose of this mission.
I know you mentioned that, or I've heard it on your story that, you know, nurses brought Legos. Like, you had so many gifts from so many people while you were there for 6 months. I'm sure you've kept in touch with some people there and said thank you. But is part of this mission in some way a way for you to give one long extended thank you to all the people that helped you by passing that on?
Yeah, I'm 100%. You know, I don't know that I could even, you know, put into words the amount of thanks to my doctors, my nurses, my child life staff, you know, obviously my family, my parents, you know, who did absolutely everything to make sure their little boy made it to the other side, and, you know, the community as a whole, and, you know, back then, and having meals provided, right? Because my mom stayed with me and my dad was home. I have five siblings. So making sure that, you know, the family's taken care of as well. And, you know, life carries on. But, you know, using this mission as kind of that payback, and giving back in a way, and obviously something that I'm passionate about with Lego sets. But, you know, to reflect back on that experience, you know, it was a very, very difficult and challenging time. And, you know, I think it just puts a lot more you know, passion and drive into what we're doing today, at least for myself personally, and just being ultra motivated, to make sure that we can continue to grow.
You were given a gift, and a lot of people do a lot of different things with those gifts, and you're making sure that that gift pays on to others. Help build hope in sick kids one brick at a time with the gift of Lego. It's bricksofhope.org. Adam, great work, and I appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time as well.
Please donate, folks, or donate the kits, or I see on the website, start a monthly donation, a one-time donation. You can host your own Lego drive. A lot of options to give back. Adam, take care, okay?
You as well. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Bricksofhope.org.